This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. It is one of the busiest weekends of the year in Atlanta, and that's just if you count the football part, leaving Dragon Con and everything else out of it. It's the opening weekend for the three big college programs in the metropolitan Atlanta area, plus the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Journal-Constitution sports columnist and blogger Jeff Schultz is with us. Jeff, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks, Dennis.
Let's start with how things look for this season. We've already seen Georgia State take a pounding. This is Bill Curry's final year there, and they are about to jump up into the conferences with some of the very big programs. Are they a bit ahead of themselves?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that, Dennis. You know, it's not as tough to start a basketball program because, you know, there's only five players on the court, 12 players on a team. Football is really tough. It's expensive, and it takes years to develop a college football program. And, you know, this is only Georgia State's third year. They've already made the decision to jump up to the next level, but they're doing it largely for financial reasons, and they're going to take their lumps for a while.
In the meantime, can they expect to get any kind of support? They play in the Georgia Dome, which is a cavernous place if you don't have a lot of fans there.
That's a really good question. I'm sure their hope is that by moving up to the FBS, which we know is Division 1A level, that more fans and alumni will start coming to games because they'll start playing teams that most people recognize as opposed to a school like Campbell University or, you know, South Carolina State last night. But, you know, I got to say, it was a little concerning last night. I mean, it was a season opener. They announced a crowd of 18,000. The most disturbing thing was that by the third quarter, a lot of the fans had left, not just alumni, but students. That's not a good sign for a program in only its third year. So clearly they're going to need to do something to excite the fan base.
Much work to be done there. Let's move on to a program which seemed at the beginning of the offseason to be among the highest ranked in the country, and that's the University of Georgia. They've had a few off-the-field issues, which seems to be normal for the Bulldogs these days. Are they still a program that could make a run at a national title?
I think so. I think they'll probably have one of the top 10 defenses in college football this year, notwithstanding that they are going to have a couple of players suspended for the start of the season. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the nation in Aaron Murray. They should be able to run the ball, although that's a little bit of a question because one of the players that got kicked out of the program was Isaiah Crowell, their top freshman running back from a year ago. So replacing him is a little bit of a chore. Their offensive line has some questions. But, yes, this is a program, and I know we hear this about Georgia every year because there's so many Georgia fans here. But I honestly do think they have a shot this year at a pretty special season. If you can win your division in the SEC, then you're in the conference title hunt. And if you're in the conference title hunt in the SEC, you're in the national hunt. So they do have a shot.
Meanwhile, Georgia Tech seems like every year one of the more intriguing teams to analyze because you're never quite sure whether the unique offense they have will work against high-powered defenses and whether they'll have enough defense to keep the offense on the field.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Generally speaking, in Paul Johnson's four seasons, they've scored enough points to win games. Their defense has been a problem every year. But they just haven't had players there. They don't have great size up front, and they're very young. So I think Georgia Tech is actually going to have a pretty good season. The problem they have is they're starting the season with possibly their most difficult game, at least in the conference, and that's Virginia Tech on Monday night. So if they win that game, obviously that could really propel them to great things. But if they lose that game, because they're still a young team, how do they react to that loss?
In the big picture, particularly in college football, we've had an off season of some serious self-examination, at least publicly, following the Paterno scandal and off-field incidents involving a lot of teams, including, as we mentioned, the Georgia Bulldogs. There was a lot of talk about saying, okay, we need to have football be less the tail that wags the academic dog than it has been. A lot of college presidents have talked like that. But has that been just talk now that we're heading into a season and fans are revved up?
You know what? Honestly, Dennis, it's one of those things that I'll believe it when I see it. Until conferences and school presidents stop selling out to the television networks with multi-billion dollar deals. So there's nothing wrong with the money, don't get me wrong. The way it is right now, particularly in college football, is these are pretty much just minor league teams now for the NFL.
Atlanta Journal-Constitution sports columnist and blogger Jeff Schultz, who gives you his predictions each week, and he also gives you a chance to sack Schultz with your predictions, and you can find out all about that on his blog at the AJC. Jeff Schultz, thanks so much for giving us this time. It was a lot of fun. We appreciate it.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me, Dennis.